Our reading from the Word this morning is going to be from the book Genesis, chapter 39. And what we are doing this morning is continuing the story of Joseph. You might remember that Joseph was that lad who had this wonderful coat of many colors. But then his brothers hated him and threw him into a pit. And Joseph was sold into slavery, into Egypt. So we pick up the story where Joseph is in Egypt. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar bought him, Pharaoh's chamberlain, prince of the guards, an Egyptian man, of the hand of the Ishmaelites who had brought him down thither. And Yahweh was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of the Lord, the Egyptian. So even though Joseph was sold to this man as a servant or a slave, the Lord made Joseph to prosper. And the Lord saw that Yahweh was with him, and that Yahweh made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in the eyes of his master, and he ministered to him. And he set him over his house, and all that he had given into his hand. In other words, Joseph was made in charge of everything in this man's household. And it came to pass from the time that he set him over in his house, and over all that he had, that Yahweh blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of Yahweh was in all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not anything that was with him, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was beautiful in form and beautiful in look. And it came to pass after these words that his Lord's wife lifted up her eyes to Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." Do you see what's happening? Potiphar's wife, even though she was married to Potiphar, she wanted Joseph, which was wrong of her. And he refused and said to his Lord's wife, "Behold, my Lord knoweth not what is with me in the house, and all that he hath he has given into my hand. He is not greater in this house than I, and he hath not withheld from me anything but thee, because thou art his wife. And how shall I do this great evil and sin before God?" And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not to her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass on a certain day that he went into the house to do his work, and no man of the men of the house were in the house. And she caught hold of him in his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and was fled forth, that she cried unto the men of the house and spake unto them, saying, "See, he hath brought us a Hebrew man to mock us. He came to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice." Now, do you see what she's doing? First, she wanted to take Joseph, and Joseph said, "No, how can I sin against God?" But she persisted, grabbed his garment, and he ran and fled. And now she's telling a lie about Joseph, saying it was Joseph who wanted to lie with her. But that was wrong. And it came to pass, when he heard, she continues her story, "that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment by me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came to his house." And so the master comes home, and she continues the lie, telling the master. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, The Hebrew servant whom thou hast brought unto us came unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted my voice and cried, that he left his garment by me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his Lord heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, According to these words did thy servant to me, that his anger was kindled. So the Lord of the house was angry with Joseph, but not for a good reason, but because his wife had told a lie and bore false witness. And Joseph's Lord took him and put him into the prison house, the place where the king's bound ones were bound, and he was there in the prison house. And so once again, something very sad happens to Joseph. First, his brothers threw him into a pit. And then he was sold into Egypt to be a slave. And now he was cast into prison. But guess who is with Joseph? Who? The Lord is with him. So Yahweh was with Joseph and inclined mercy unto him and gave him grace in the eyes of the prince of the prison house. And the prince of the prison house gave into Joseph's hand all the bound ones that were in the prison house, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer. So Joseph was now in charge of the prison house because everything that he had done was prospered by the Lord. And the prince of the prison house saw naught of anything that was in his hand because Yahweh was with him. And that which he did, Yahweh made to prosper. So once again, Joseph is shown mercy by the Lord. And I want you to think about this. Joseph was just a lad when he was sold into Egypt. And even though he was just a young man, he had this great faith. He was willing to act from his conscience, to do what was right. He knew it was not right to be with his master's wife. She was already married. So he listened to his conscience and he chose not to sin against God. And I have a passage from the writings to share with you. It's very short. It's talking about the different stages of faith we have in the Lord. Joseph showed his faith in the Lord. The states of faith in the new church are infantile or childhood faith, adolescent faith, and adult faith. So there's these three things: infantile or infant-like or childlike faith, adolescent faith, that's faith of someone growing up, and adult faith. There's a kind of faith we can have in the Lord, and it doesn't matter how old we are. We can still do the right thing. We can still listen to our conscience. You know, David, before he was made king over all of Israel, he was just a lad. And you remember how he fought against Goliath? David said that that giant Goliath comes with a sword and a spear, but I come in the name of the Lord. And the Lord was with him and gave him victory over that giant. There's another story in the Word. A boy, he was 8 years old. His name was Josiah. Only 8 years old. Do you know what he became when he was 8 years old? He became king. And just a few years later, one of his servants had discovered something that had been lost. It had been lost for years and years, and they forgot all about it. His servant had found the word, the law of Moses. And so Josiah commanded that the word be read in the hearing of the people. So Josiah was just a boy, and he became a young man. But he did the right thing and had the word of the Lord restored to the kingdom. So let's remember that it doesn't matter how old we are, we can have faith in the Lord. We can listen to our conscience and do the right thing. And then everything we do, the Lord will make to prosper. Amen.